Good morning. So, today's episode is going to be about coffee. It's a magical bean that gives us dirty water when put inside of hot water and steeped. It's almost like a tea, but instead of a leaf, someone had a genius idea of taking berries, letting them dry out, and then steeping the beans or the seeds inside them, just like we do tea leaves. Fun fact about that process, it's actually known as a more natural wash. So a natural wash coffee gives us a little bit more of winey, fruity notes. And personally, those are my favorite types of coffee. If you've never had the option of trying one, I highly recommend going into a coffee shop and asking if they have a natural wash. I personally get mine from Pete's, but I'm not trying to sell Pete's coffee. Sorry, I'm like looking outside my window and I see a drone just out here flying. That's crazy. Someone's like filming some night shots or morning shots. You don't know when I'm recording this. Keep that a mystery. My voice says no tales about the time. Except when I literally say the actual time. But yeah, isn't it interesting to think that coffee, realistically, is just a tea, but made from beans? And you drink this dirty bean water to get a caffeine rush? Like, out of all the things we could have chosen, like all the fruits, all the seeds, we chose coffee. Or maybe we tried them all, and people just got super hyped off coffee, and they were like, man, you gotta try this. And someone was like, bro, dude, that's dirty bean water. I'm not trying that. And he's like, bro, I'm like the most quiet guy in town, and you're telling me that I don't have a change in energy right now. And the guy's like, oh, you know what, that's true, that's a valid point, I'll drink it. And then bam, first coffee shop opened. It's probably in Babylonian times. Just kidding, I'm pretty sure coffee actually originates. Oh, where does it originate? I'd imagine somewhere in South America, or actually coffee originated in many places. I know that South America, South Africa, the middle of Africa, North Africa, New Zealand, and parts of India all have different styles of coffee preparation. So coffee must have been here since way back. In fact, cavemen were probably out here drinking this delicious bean water, but it wasn't until milk was discovered, and it wasn't until some genius put milk in coffee and was like, boom, latte. Someone drink this. Pay me to make this for you. And then, lo and behold, the guy had a milk frother and starts making latte art. Isn't that wild? Who was the first guy to make latte art? I don't know. But that being said, I think coffee or tea preparation in the morning is a really, really mindful experience. Because if you're like me, you really like a good cup of coffee or a really good cup of tea. Like, I spend a lot of focus and energy watching the tea steep or making sure. I mean, I have a Keurig. It's not even like a great coffee machine. It's not like a espresso machine, which I would be all up on. I'd be like frothing that milk, making those cool latte leaves, trees, hearts. I go to this one cafe and they do little swans, and I think that's the bee's knees. Anyways. I think any moment where you can spend a good amount of focus on such a small task that can bring you joy at the end of it is really important. And I think it's really cool that people start their days with like events, ceremonies like that. Like in Japan, they call making tea more of a ceremony. It's like a whole tea ceremony. Like, it's a really mindful experience. And I think that is so cool. So, next time you're making eggs, coffee, or even toast, you know, any food really. Any drink, just really put all your focus and attention into it. Live in the moment. Put all other distractions aside. Forget about the stress of life and all your other activities you need to be doing, because clearly you're not doing them. You're doing this. So might as well put all your focus into it. And do it so well. Because think about that amazing dirty bean water you get to enjoy at the end of it. Thank you.